The Mitchell Crew Podcast. Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the Nature of Crit podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is essentially a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific. Then, that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular sectarian science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this Naturocrit podcast episode 7, titled, quote, Naturopathy's Supposed Value, unquote, I cite from and comment upon a 6-post blog series that the New York ANP MDs Heary, Henninger, and Brinkman authored at the end of 2014, titled, quote, The Value of Naturopathic Medicine in New York, unquote. Episode question. And my overarching episode question for this Naturocrit podcast episode 7 is, quote, if your values are reversed, like naturopathy's, should your self-assessments regarding your value be trusted, unquote. Episode 7, main body. I'll begin this episode 7 with an example that I think serves as a microcosm of what I'll call naturopathy's naturopathological nature. It's the, in some, science subset naturopathy, subset homeopathy, absurdity. First, there's the current 2015 false claim of homeopathy's efficacy at NewYorkANP.org. This is quite the false product they're selling. The January 2015 post by N.D. Katchko, a graduate of my alma mater, UBCNM, who practices at InnerSourceHealth.com in New York State, with NDs Lo Giudici, Bongiorno, and Hanlon, titled, quote, What is homeopathy and what can it do for me, unquote, states, quote, One of the many tools at the disposal of a naturopathic doctor is homeopathy, an extremely effective and comprehensive system of medicine. Its efficacy is further explained by a principle foundational to naturopathy that the body has an inherent capacity to heal itself. Coded vitalism. Homeopathic remedies serve as targeted stressors or messages which stimulate our adaptive capacity. Coded vitalism. The adaptive healing tendency unique to each individual. Coded vitalism. Homeopathy often serves to create clarity. The study of homeopathy helps us to gain a better understanding of our patients and forge closer relationships with them and allows us to truly understand the whole person, unquote. So, some things to immediately note. A claim of homeopathy's efficacy as, quote, extremely effective, unquote. Not even mildly effective. homeopathy's supposed virtues of creating, quote, clarity, unquote, quote, better understanding, unquote, and improving naturopath patient bonding, and coded vitalism, as, quote, the body has an inherent capacity to heal itself, unquote, quote, our adaptive capacity, unquote, and, quote, adaptive healing tendency unique to each individual, unquote, directly bound up with homeopathy's supposed efficacy. And to be clear about how coded that, quote, life force, unquote, vitalistic concept is, in this New York A&P homeopathy post by that UBCNM graduate, I refer you to the 2014 catalog at bridgeport.edu, his alma mater, my alma mater, which tells us, quote, philosophy of naturopathic medicine. Students will gain an important perspective of the vital force and its role in the healing process when used in conjunction with naturopathic principles, unquote. Wouldn't want to state, quote, vital force, unquote, or, quote, life force, unquote, transparently at New York A&P. Now, would you? That might be bad for business. That would be too much informed consent. Now, homeopathy doesn't work, scientifically speaking. It is an elaborate placebo, which we're also not told of in the post. Again, so much for informed consent. Homeopathy's cumulative scientific vetting is exceptionally thorough in its scope. I will pick from two very comprehensive studies with high standards. There's the 2009 UK report from publications.parliament.uk, which stated, to briefly summarize, quote, by providing homeopathy on the NHS and allowing MHRA licensing of products which subsequently appear on pharmacy shelves, the government runs the risk of endorsing homeopathy as an efficacious system of medicine. To maintain patient trust, choice, and safety, the government should not endorse the use of placebo treatments, including homeopathy. Homeopathy should not be funded on the NHS, and the MHRA should stop licensing homeopathic products, unquote. And there is the 2014 Australian report by the NHMRC, whose conclusion was nicely summarized by a news.com.au article titled, quote, NHMRC rule homeopathic remedies useless for human health, unquote. These two overviews are truly of highest rigor, preponderance, and consensus. Yet, in this Andy Katchko post lauding homeopathy, the opposite regarding homeopathy is obviously claimed, quote, extremely effective, unquote. How do we get to this? Because naturopathy is, obviously, very fringe and truly a reversal of values. As I've said in earlier episodes, I left UBCNM because of primarily homeopathy. As my academic transcript from UB shows, which I've placed in the transcript at the NaturoCrit blog for the NaturoCrit podcast episode 6, I kept dropping homeopathy because I found it ethically untenable. The fact that the University of Bridgeport, to this day, falsely labels naturopathy with its requisite homeopathy, vitalism, and supernaturalism, non-sectarian doctoral level health science, is horrible. So there's a little thumbnail or microcosm of the naturopath illogical. Now, Andy Katchko had said, quote, homeopathy helps us gain a better understanding of our patients and forge closer relationships with them, unquote. By way of placebo. If I was a patient of an ND giving me placebo pills, who was quite wrong stating they're effective, I don't think my relationship with that ND would be getting forged closer. But, obviously, this would be a matter of patient education contrary or above and beyond the junk being told to them by their naturopath. So, in that example microcosm of naturopathy's basic reversal of values, naturopathological nature, again, I'll ask the question, should naturopathy be trusted in its self-assessments? I don't think so. Naturopathy's content seems contrary to its labels. They are untrustworthy, but I want to know more. All this homeopathy efficacy falsehood is happening while New York A&P claims a position of highest trust, profession. Yet, who has ever heard of a profession that cannot be trusted? Who has ever heard of a profession that violates the two most basic premises of professionalism? Credat emptor, let the buyer have faith, as in utmost trust, by way of fiduciary duty, that the client's needs will be first and foremost. Going beyond my thumbnail, here's more science subset naturopathy's homeopathy at newyorkanp.org to further undermine naturopathy's supposed professional status and show in more detail this pathological pattern. Because, being a native New Yorker, I can ironically state, quote, I love New York, ANP, unquote, a gift that keeps giving for Naturocrit. Further homeopathy and science claims at newyorkanp.org, because naturopathy's pathologicality is abundant. Regarding homeopathy, there's also the page, quote, the top five homeopathic remedies of depression, unquote. I think they mean for depression, which obviously claims efficacy for something very serious by way of a therapy that has no specific scientifically supported effects. This webinar was sponsored by the Maryland ANP and geared towards naturopathy continuing education. It is, by the way, at MarylandND.org that we are told in, quote, what is naturopathic medicine, unquote, quote, licensed naturopathic doctors are required to pass two rounds of board exams, one testing the basic biomedical science and the second testing the clinical sciences, unquote, with homeopathy within that second bank of tests. That's the same old naturopathic mislabeling at a state guild organization pushing for licensure this 2015. Let's call it all continuing miseducation. Speaking of attempted licensure, the New York ANP page, quote, intent of legislation, unquote, which is the New York ANP's 2015 licensure attempt, states, quote, it is not the intent of the New York ANP law to restrict the use of homeopathy to naturopathic doctors. The only restriction we promote would apply to those who identify themselves as naturopathic doctors, whom we believe must have a license in order to identify themselves as naturopathic doctors, and as such, also be eligible to prescribe a homeopathic remedy or any other natural therapy, unquote. And the page, quote, what is a naturopathic doctor, unquote, states, quote, naturopathic doctors use a variety of natural and non-invasive therapies, including homeopathy, unquote. So, abundant homeopathy, which is quite the epistemic litmus test. New York ANP overarching or categorical science claims. And of course, New York ANP tells us it's science, including its homeopathy. In, quote, learn about naturopathic medicine, unquote, we're told, quote, in the United States, the naturopathic medical profession's infrastructure includes accredited educational institutions, professional licensing, national standards of practice, peer review, and a commitment to state-of-the-art scientific research. Naturopathy continues to grow and evolve as a body of knowledge. Naturopathic medicine, as an organized profession, is committed to ongoing research and development of its science. It incorporates many elements of scientific modern medicine, unquote. That's right, not just, quote, science, unquote, but, quote, state-of-the-art science, unquote. On the New York ANP page, quote, speakers, unquote, we're told, quote, Dr. Ann Williams completed her doctorate in naturopathic medicine and a master's in acupuncture at Bastyr University, one of the nation's centers for science-based natural medicine, unquote. That's the huge false label of science subset naturopathy that I've covered before as coined by Bastyr founder N.D. Pizzorno. And yet, though science is claimed, on that same page, there's naturopathy's homeopathy. We're told, quote, Michael Traub, N.D., a 1991 NCNM graduate, and D.H.A.N.P., That's a naturopathy homeopathy board certification. Maria Cronin, ND, an SCNM graduate, DHANP. Dr. Cronin has completed examinations of Diplomat of the Homeopathic Association of Naturopathic Physicians, unquote. At ND Traub's own page, quote, homeopathy, unquote, we're told, quote, early in his career, Dr. Traub underwent extensive postgraduate training and study in homeopathic medicine. He became board certified in classical homeopathy. He uses this as a basis for his practice, unquote. At Andy Cronin's own page, quote, frequently asked questions, unquote, she writes, quote, homeopathy is the safest, most effective medicine I have ever encountered. In order to use it effectively, I went through long years of study to understand the human body and its ability to cope with disease, unquote. Their DHANP credentialing organization, that Homeopathic Academy of Naturopathic Physicians, in, quote, What is Homeopathy, unquote, states, quote, an increasing body of scientific research is proving the potent biological action of homeopathic preparations, unquote. Bullshit, in my humble opinion. Quote, most effective, unquote, quote, a basis, unquote, quote, science, unquote. And isn't that the problem with naturopathy? That false claim, science, subset naturopathy, subset homeopathy in kind. So to map this kind of like the Romans once did, I'd say, regarding the territory naturopathy occupies, careful, there be monstrous quackery here. And while we're at it, in terms of homeopathy proponents, let's look at N.D. Katchko. N.D. Katchko's 4-N.D. practice. The practice's web address is innersourcehealth.com. We're told on the page, quote, homeopathy, unquote, quote, homeopathy is a form of medicine that utilizes dilute, potentized remedies made from plant, animal, and mineral substances. It is based on two fundamental principles. The greater the dilution of a remedy, the more powerful is its medicinal effects. Like cures like, which means a dilute, potentized substance will produce the same symptoms as the disease when given to a healthy person, unquote. This is pharmacological nonsense. There's the practice's video of October 2013. Quote, Dr. Pina Logiudici explains homeopathy on the Dr. Oz show, unquote. That video, titled, quote, Homeopathic Starter Kit, unquote, is at Dr. Oz's website. The description states, quote, tired of reaching for over-the-counter medicines and antibiotics. If you're looking for a natural way to heal and treat your family, homeopathy might be for you. Dr. Pina Logiudici joins Dr. Oz to explain the basics, and the ND says, it's great, unquote. What's most interesting in the video is that the ND tells us to match our symptoms to the proper remedy. But isn't naturopathy always accusing the regular medical people, medical doctors, aka MDs as in Mary, of merely treating symptoms and not the thing itself? The practice's webpage, quote, naturopathic services, unquote, also states, quote, naturopathic medicine combines safe and effective traditional therapies, unquote. And that would include its homeopathy. The practice's PDF, quote, tips for parents, a 10-point naturopathic medicine plan for ADHD, unquote, states, quote, author Pina Logiudici, ND, LAC, Peter Bongiorno, ND, LAC. Source, New York Association of Naturopathic Physicians. In many cases, there are wonderful, natural, non-drug treatments that can help a child balance, focus, and calm. There is growing evidence regarding the effective use of individual natural therapies for this condition, such as homeopathy, which is used extensively in Europe and India. And homeopathy is an energetic medicine that uses the law of like cures like by using infinitesimal dilutions of various compounds. In children, homeopathy seems to be effective for many conditions. As a child's energy, this is coded vitalism, of course, is usually quite strong and responsive to this modality. We have used homeopathy quite effectively for a range of conditions, including infant colic and sleeping issues, pediatric fevers and colds, as well as mood balancing, unquote. The practice's PDF, quote, seasonal allergies, unquote, by N.D. Siobhan Bleakney states, quote, natural treatments are proven to be just as effective in preventing and treating allergies as the over-the-counter medications are, and come with fewer, if any, negative side effects. Homeopathic remedies are safe and effective for treating allergies, unquote. So I think there's a lot of homeopathy and a lot of supposed efficacy claimed at InnerSourceHealth.com by its various naturopaths. InnerSourceHealth.com's science claim. There's the page, quote, Dr. Peter Bongiorno, NDLAC, unquote, which states, quote, Dr. Peter Bongiorno, graduated from Bastyr University, the leading accredited university for science-based natural medicine, unquote. Again, that science, subset naturopathy, subset homeopathy, absurdity. The naturopath illogical. A reversal of values regarding science, professionalism, and logic. So there's a little more beyond my thumbnail or microcosm, and now onwards to that six-post series, the New York A&P six-part blog series. This late 2014 series is titled, quote, The Value of Naturopathic Medicine in New York, Cost-Effective Primary Care for Disease Prevention and Health Improvement, unquote, and if naturopathy's false labeling of homeopathy as science is any indication, watch out value-wise. The main author is Dr. Sean Heary, the current 2015 New York A&P Board of Directors Treasurer. According to his practice page biography at drseanheary.com, he is a graduate of NCNM and likes practicing craniosacral therapy and, quote, energy, unquote, medicines like homeopathy. By way of ncnm.edu, the ND educational context is embedded in absurdity. As I have written many times, it's the ND sites themselves which provide the best evidence of naturopathy's naturopathological. NCNM, for instance, states at, quote, learn about naturopathic medicine, unquote, quote, the practice of naturopathic medicine emerges from six principles of healing. These principles are based on the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are examined continually in the light of scientific analysis. These principles stand as the distinguishing marks of the profession. Number one, the healing power of nature. Vis medicatrix naturae. The body has the inherent ability to establish, maintain, and restore health. The healing process is ordered and intelligent. Nature heals through the response of the life force, which is, in fact, and homeopathy is powerful, unquote. Check, please. That basis is false. Vitalism does not survive scientific scrutiny. Homeopathy is not powerful. We're also told, quote, the physician must also make a commitment to her, his personal and spiritual development, unquote. Though I highly respect freedom of belief, supernaturalism does not survive scientific scrutiny. So why should such issues of personal belief or disbelief be required for an area that claims scientific filtering? And overall, this false science position of including the science ejected and the unscienceable supernatural with science is categorically misleadingly termed, quote, proven natural therapies, unquote. And NCNM states on that same page, quote, our mission is to educate and train per the art, science, and research of natural medicine, unquote. That same old naturopathic nuttiness. Because once you are science educated enough, naturopathy falls apart as a cohesive body of knowledge. Anyway, onwards to, quote, the value of naturopathic medicine in New York, unquote, series. And being that homeopathy, inactivity, and naturopathy's central premises in belief aren't mentioned at all in name in the series, you can perhaps expect this thing to be quite the opaque veneer. Part 1. In this part, titled, quote, "The Problem, Chronic Disease," unquote, we are told, quote, "This is the first article of a six-article series on the efficacy, cost-effectiveness, and safety of naturopathic medicine when it comes to health promotion and disease prevention based on research from across the country. Naturopathic medicine is a medical system defined by its philosophy of treating the cause of disease and not just alleviating symptoms. It speaks of patient empowerment. It mentions U.S. Senate Resolution 221 of the 113th Congress, which states naturopathic medicine is a safe, effective, and affordable means of health care. And it speaks of the need for licensure of naturopathic doctors. And we're told licensure helps address the shortage of primary care physicians in the United States, while also providing people with more choice in health care. The problem, chronic disease, is overwhelming the medical system and our economy. According to the Center for Disease Control, regarding chronic disease, more than 75% of healthcare costs are due to chronic preventable conditions. According to the New York State Department of Health, chronic diseases affect the lives of 6 million New Yorkers and account for 73% of deaths in New York State annually. Many chronic diseases are linked to lifestyle choices that are within your own hands to change. Eating nutritious foods, becoming more physically active, and avoiding tobacco can help keep you from developing many of these diseases and conditions." Unquote. Part 1 Commentary. Regarding chronic disease. Now, I'm all for reducing people's morbidity and mortality in terms of all diseases, including chronic disease. So the logic, I take it, is that people need to make better lifestyle choices by way of diet, exercise, tobacco avoidance, and therefore naturopathy. But what exactly in those answers is essentially naturopathic? The healthcare professionals who do those interventions or therapies already exist. One of my majors was physical education or exercise science, and I carried certifications as a personal trainer and medical exercise specialist, so I know the contents of exercise science, and there's nothing there that's essentially naturopathic. I would think it is dietitians and nutritionists and fitness professionals who are most suited by referral to solve the problem the naturopath poses. So again, what exactly in those answers is particularly naturopathic requiring? And those already established healthcare professionals, roughly speaking, don't bring the baggage of science subset non-science by institutional decree that naturopathy does. Regarding primary care physicianing, as for primary care, it is actually scary that NDs would be considered experienced and skilled enough to be primary care physicians. They don't do residencies. They don't do internships. They don't see particularly very ill patients in their training, as in hospital-bound patients. And they don't have to abide by preponderant standard of care. Perhaps they could be primary care metaphysicians. Speaking of ethereal life forces and powerful empty remedies. Regarding the Senate resolution, that resolution is not a scientific vetting. It is a political decree by proponents who hold office. In the resolution is the claim of efficacy, but that blanket label is wrong, scientifically speaking. How about naturopathy's false claim that homeopathy has efficacy? Again, all naturopathic claims are highly suspect. Regarding patient empowerment, how are patients empowered when values are so reversed? Regarding naturopathy's philosophy, there is quite the insinuation that MD, medical doctor medicine, only treats symptoms and not the cause, as naturopathy does. Well, the webpage of ND Heary's alma mater can help us out here. The cause in naturopathy land is a figmentation. Didn't I say values here are so reversed? We're told by NCNM in, quote, "About Naturopathic Medicine," unquote, that it is a, quote, "life force," unquote, that causes the body's symptoms. Quote, "The process of healing includes the generation of symptoms, which are, in fact, expressions of the life force attempting to heal itself," unquote. A life force, scientifically speaking, is science ejected. It is as, quote, "in fact," unquote, as leprechauns. So that's part one of an auto-endorsement from those who cannot be trusted. Part two. In this part, titled, quote, Evidence-Based Chronic Disease Prevention, unquote, we're told, quote, according to the New York State Department of Health Division of Chronic Disease, its top priorities are, the World Health Organization has estimated that if the major risk factors of chronic disease were eliminated, although the evidence is well known that chronic disease is preventable and reversible, the MD, medical doctor, allopathic-dominated healthcare system to this day does not integrate it into treatment as the prevalence of chronic disease shows. Naturopathic doctors are experts in guideline-directed, evidence-based lifestyle modification, unquote. Part 2 commentary. So, in this part, they're still talking about, quote, chronic disease, unquote, and they've mentioned, quote, evidence-based, unquote. Yet, for example, because something as absurd as homeopathy is being falsely positioned as, quote, effective, unquote, and, quote, science-based, unquote, institutionally by naturopathy, one should be cautious. Whenever naturopaths talk of scientific support and what's being done is essentially naturopathic, like homeopathy, it's usually the opposite of scientific preponderance. And when what's being talked about is scientifically supported, you'll find that that claim or therapy isn't essentially naturopathic. Diet and lifestyle modification aren't essentially naturopathic, yet they claim themselves therein the experts. How are NDs experts and legitimate primary care providers when they're mixing of what is actually supported by science and evidence and what is refuted by science and evidence are broadly and falsely muddled together under the label, quote, science-based, unquote. There's also what I call the reverse sectarian accusation, wherein MD medicine, medical doctor medicine, is improperly termed, quote, allopathic, unquote. One should keep in mind that 200 years ago, the founder of homeopathy invented that term to describe the medicine of his time. Allopathy, historically speaking, is that era where medicine was post-medieval but pre-scientific. They bled you to death, in other words. Yet, it seems to be catching on, especially with those who don't know their history. So that's part 2 of an auto-endorsement from those who cannot be trusted. Part 3. This part is titled, quote, training, unquote, and makes what I call the naturopathy is super science claim. It states, quote, comparison of academic curriculum hours for U.S. naturopathic, allopathic, and osteopathic schools. Profession, naturopathic, allopathic, osteopathic. Notice the false parallels there. Anatomy, 350 for naturopathic, 380 for allopathic. Physiology, 250 for naturopathic, 125 for allopathic. And that is quite humorous because the functional life force is a physiological claim, and it is wrong. So quantity is not helping us here in terms of naturopathy's absurdities. Biochemistry, naturopathic, 125, allopathic, 109. Pharmacology, naturopathic, 100, allopathic, 114. Pathology, naturopathic 125, allopathic 166. Microbiology and immunology, naturopathic 175, allopathic 185. Totals, naturopathic 1125, allopathic 1079. We're also told there are 6 naturopathic medical schools in the United States, including Lombard, Illinois. Minimum prerequisites are 3 years of pre-medical sciences at a university, including biology, biochemistry, chemistry, organic chemistry, introductory psychology, and humanities. CNME at CNME.org is recognized by the U.S. Department of Education as the profession's programmatic accrediting agency. Graduates from the CNME accredited programs are qualified to sit for professional proficiency exams administered by the North American Board of Naturopathy Medical Examiners, NABNE, at NABNE.org, and written by the Naturopathic Physicians Licensing Examination, NPLEX, unquote. Part 3 commentary. Again, that, quote, allopathic, unquote, reverse sectarian accusation, and that, quote, profession, unquote, claim. Regarding science education, so, and I shit you not, based on these comparative numbers, naturopathy claims quantitatively more science than MD, that is medical doctor, medicine. medical doctor medicine that actually has problems with and sanctions for those within who pose as science that which hugely is not. And yet, as NCNM, the trunk of the ND tree shows, qualitatively, science has been so unlimited through naturopathy's philosophical lens on the world that even vitalism, supernaturalism, and homeopathy are claimed, quite falsely, as able to survive rigorous scientific scrutiny and are objective scientific fact. And I must note that intranaturopathically, such falsehood is not found to be a problem because it is the inherently naturopathic. For instance, regarding Lombard, Illinois, the location is mentioned as an ND school site. That school, in name, is National University of Health Sciences. So, science subset naturopathy, subset all that essential to naturopathy, not science stuff. And no sanctions there, business as usual. Actually, NUHS is an epitome of naturopathy's epistemic conflation, falsely posed as an epistemic delineation. Regarding the undergraduate background, so it becomes quite obvious that naturopathy's position of doctoral science subset non-science cannot survive even undergraduate level scrutiny. Regarding NPLEX, now it gets even better in terms of falsely positioning the not science supported as science. We're invited to visit NABNY. Let's go there. In, quote, NPLEX examination overview, unquote, we're told, quote, the NPLEX Part 1, biomedical science examination, may be taken upon completion of all biomedical science coursework at an approved naturopathic medical program. The Part 1, biomedical science examination, contains 200 items and covers the topics of anatomy, physiology, biochemistry and genetics, microbiology and immunology, and pathology. The NPLEX Part 2, clinical science examinations, are required for every jurisdiction that licenses or registers naturopathic physicians. The NPLEX Part 2 core clinical science examination includes homeopathy, unquote. That's right, the board exam that supposedly creates ND qualification falsely labels homeopathy as, quote, science, unquote. So, in getting licensed through NABNY's NPLEX, you become an accessory to a kind of epistemic fraud, science subset homeopathy in kind. I actually took Part 1 of NPLEX and passed it while in ND school, but I'd left in my 7th semester due to my ethical revulsion to homeopathy particularly. By that time, I began to see naturopathy's true duplicity. So that's Part 3 of an auto-endorsement from those who cannot be trusted. Part 4. This part is titled, quote, cost-effectiveness, unquote. And now I find it hugely silly, having talked about naturopathy's wacko epistemic base, the naturopathological, where 2 plus 2 equals 5, to then say, here are treatments not essentially naturopathic, being posed as such an effective and cost-effective, when, along with that trick or ruse, comes a hugely absurd position of science is whatever we say. So, when citations are used, be careful with scam people, by which I mean so-called complementary and alternative medicine, because they have created their own publication outlets and peer review systems to promote what legitimate science's bar does not allow. For instance, this part states, quote, naturopathic medicine reduces chronic risk factors and saves significant healthcare costs. It's high-quality care, unquote. Well, again, the stuff that essentially works is not essentially naturopathic. And then, in implementing naturopathy part and parcel, we get to destroy scientific integrity on the way. Part 5. This part is titled, quote, safety, unquote. It is very short and states, quote, malpractice claims against CAM providers occur less frequently and typically involve less severe injury than claims against conventional physicians, unquote. But isn't posing what isn't effective as effective a kind of harm, a kind of malpractice? Minimally, in the sense of false commerce. And if homeopathy, an empty remedy, is safe, well, it's safe in the same manner that flying carpets, magic beans, and unicorn tears are safe. So that's part 5 of an auto endorsement from those who cannot be trusted. Part 6. This final part is titled, quote, patient satisfaction, unquote. And we're told, would you believe, quote, efficacy equals patient satisfaction, unquote. Really? And that's obviously bullshit. But it does allow for such a low bar in terms of what NDs do that the happy homeopathy patient is now equal to rigorous scientific vetting of homeopathy's efficacy. And we're told, quote, according to a study comparing complementary alternative medicine versus allopathic medicine, unquote. Again, that reverse sectarian accusation. And as a conclusion, we're told, quote, naturopathic medicine is safe, evidence-based medicine focused on the prevention and recovery from chronic disease with proven cost savings, unquote. And my answer? I don't think so. Just by taking homeopathy as an example. If I pay you for empty pills, where is cost savings there? There isn't even good value there. There is just deception and delay of treatment. And that's the end of New York ANP's 2014 six-part series, authored by Andy Heary. But there's a little more I'll discuss. Books by naturopaths. Being that New York ANP promotes in its current banner on each of its web pages, quote, books written by naturopathic physicians, unquote, I thought I'd go a little bit ISBN here. Because the best sources for my argument exposing naturopathy is their own words. Now, there are books listed at, quote, books authored by New York ANP members, unquote. Andy Finker, an SCNM graduate, has a book titled, quote, It's About Wellness, Naturally, unquote. Published in 2013, ASIN, that's Amazon's ID number, B00FLCUIS6, and ISBN 978-1483-915180. It's a book, but it's rather short, more like a pamphlet, and I own it via Kindle, and its subtitle is, quote, Dr. Finker Reveals the Healing Benefits of Naturopathic Medicine, unquote. So here is supposedly a nice, broad, about naturopathy type book endorsed by New York ANP and written by one of its members. And I wonder what it contains. We're told by Andy Finker, quote, My intention in writing this book is to dispel the many myths about naturopathic medicine. I invite you to explore my world. I've provided a thorough overview of the naturopathic approach to health to obtain a full picture of naturopathic medicine. I welcome you to the wonderful world of naturopathic medicine, unquote. I'll add, quote, Alice, unquote. Let's go down the rabbit hole. So we're promised a, quote, thorough overview, unquote, and a, quote, full picture, unquote. But strangely enough, naturopathy's essential premise, that vital force or life force, is not in the book. And regarding myths, well, is it like dispelling the myth that homeopathy in kind is effective? Because that's a myth. Is it like dispelling the myth that vitalism in kind survives scientific scrutiny? Because that's also a myth. Now, the ND is an SCNM graduate, and you can find that stuff that she will not mention mentioned at her alma mater. But apparently, in a book claiming, quote, overview, unquote, we don't deserve to know so we can then decide in an informed manner. But there are a lot of science claims. Quote, Chapter 11, Evidence-Based Therapeutics. Naturopathic doctors have a scientific and accurate understanding of health information. Naturopathic doctors are trained in the same manner as medical doctors, especially in the basic medical sciences. Naturopathic doctors combine the wisdom of nature with the rigors of modern science. There are many scientific studies supporting this premise. There are a number of scientific studies indicating naturopaths look at scientific studies that offer dosage recommendations. Is there scientific evidence that naturopathic medicine is effective? Naturopathic medicine is evidence-based, meaning that almost every treatment is supported by a scientific foundation. There are many studies available that demonstrate this, including extensive research showing that alternative modalities cause little or no harm and are effective in healing disease. So where can I find this scientific evidence? PubMed. Patients can access links to medical articles and journals, medical libraries, and medical databases to learn about the safety and efficacy of almost every procedure and treatment included in a naturopathic doctor's practice. Despite some misinformation about naturopathic medicine conveyed by the media, the totality of scientific evidence available on naturopathic medicine is overwhelmingly positive. Naturopathic treatments are based on sound medical practices and researched scientific evidence. The results are all-inclusive. Patients can be assured that the effectiveness of the naturopathic approach has been confirmed by studies that adhere to standard medical parameters. That has been scientifically shown. Unquote. Yet, within this science label, Andy Finker hugely promotes homeopathy. Quote, Chapter 4, Nutrition, Herbs, and Homeopathy. Does homeopathy really work? Naturopathic doctors also use homeopathy to help heal the body. Homeopathy entails using diluted substances to cure illnesses. It is a system of medicine that has been around for over 200 years and is considered one of the safest ways to treat a wide array of illnesses. The main principle of homeopathy is based on the idea of dilution of different substances, which greatly reduces the chances of unpleasant side effects. However, because these medications are so highly diluted, people often suspect that the healing power of homeopathy is just based on a placebo effect, a phenomenon in which a patient's symptoms are relieved simply because she believes in the treatment. The treatment actually contains an inactive substance. While many consider this viewpoint to be true, homeopathic remedies have shown to work countless times on infants and animals. These populations have no concept of medicine, thus casting doubt on the placebo effect and reinforcing the importance of homeopathy as a viable and effective treatment modality. People often wonder if a naturopathic doctor is the same as a homeopathic doctor or a nutritionist. In fact, an ND could be considered both, because a naturopathic doctor is trained both in nutrition and homeopathy. NDs are experts in utilizing nutrition, herbs, and homeopathy. Naturopathic doctors are trained to be physicians first, and they use their medical training to discern when and how to employ different modalities, such as homeopathy and nutrition. Therefore, a naturopathic doctor can be considered a nutritionist, herbalist, and homeopath, in addition to being a highly trained medical doctor. In addition to standard medical school training, the curriculum for naturopathic doctors includes homeopathy. Both the Department of Education and the Carnegie Institute classify the ND degree as a first professional degree under doctorate professional clinical, on par with MD and DO degrees, unquote. So I had mentioned earlier the idea that homeopathy matches a remedy to a patient's symptoms, and I had also mentioned that naturopaths claim not just to treat the symptom but the cause, which is a strange contradiction. And we're told in the book, quote, naturopathic doctors value the concept of holism, emphasizing the importance of the body as a whole. The difference between a naturopathic doctor and a traditional medical doctor can best be understood by examining the difference between a symptomatic versus a holistic approach to health. Naturopaths take the entire body into consideration with all of its organ systems. Naturopathic doctors routinely look beyond the patient's surface symptoms to find and treat the underlying cause of these symptoms. When a traditional medical doctor is presented with a symptomatic patient, he prescribes the appropriate medications to alleviate the patient's symptoms, and that may be where the consult ends. Some traditional medical practitioners do not look deeper into the actual cause of the symptoms, so their approach is considered only symptomatic in nature, unquote. Which I think is bullshit. If you showed up to an emergency room with a high fever, you're not just given a fever reducer. You're given the damn antibiotic, which will cure you and save your life. So it seems to me that instead of dispelling myths, this book is producing them. This myth that there's some underneath that naturopaths get to that nobody else does. And remember, way underneath is that life force, which scientifically speaking is a figmentation. So basically the naturopaths are holistic in the sense of metaphysical or imaginary, and they consider not being holistic in the metaphysical imaginary way to be a form of mistreatment. And again, if naturopathy treats beyond symptoms, then why does its fake therapy, homeopathy, centrally rely on them? Andy Finker also writes, quote, naturopathic doctors are primary care doctors. There are rare occasions when a patient presents with a condition I've never treated. I also invite you to visit my website, drfinker.com, unquote. That's quite a boast and quite a dare. I shall visit. N.D. Finker's website. Her bio page is, quote, about Dr. Finker, unquote. And here are her science claims. In, quote, naturopathic medicine, unquote, she states, quote, naturopathic medicine is founded in science and based on the philosophy that the body has the innate ability to heal itself when given the right tools. Also, naturopathic medicine concentrates on whole patient wellness and emphasizes prevention and self-care. This medical system has been shown to be very effective, healing many different health problems naturally. A naturopathic doctor utilizes the science and philosophy of diagnosing, treating, and preventing disease by using modern and ancient techniques, all based upon the naturopathic medical model. Education. In the United States, the naturopathic medical profession's infrastructure includes accredited educational institutions, professional licensing, national standards of practice, peer review, and a commitment to state-of-the-art scientific research. Based upon its holistic foundation, naturopathic medicine utilizes safe and effective traditional therapeutics along with current advances in modern medicine. This allows NDs to manage a broad range of health conditions afflicting people of any age. Both the Department of Education and the Carnegie Institute classify the ND degree as a first professional degree under doctorate professional clinical, on par with MD and DO degrees. Naturopathic medical colleges are four-year postgraduate level medical schools with admissions requirements comparable to those of other medical schools. NDs are trained in all the medical sciences: anatomy, cardiology, biochemistry, neurology, physiology, pediatrics, pathology, dermatology, microbiology, obstetrics, immunology, gynecology, radiology, pharmacology, minor surgery, lab, physical diagnosis, etc. Throughout the 4 years, there is training in naturopathic therapeutics, including therapeutic nutrition, botanical medicine, homeopathy, bioidentical hormone therapy, pharmacology, and minor surgery. The CNME has currently accredited 4 schools to provide such education. These schools are Bastyr University, National College of Naturopathic Medicine, Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, and the University of Bridgeport, and I would add now, National University of Health Sciences, unquote. N.D. Finker tells us in, quote, education, unquote, quote, NDs are trained in all the medical sciences, unquote. N.D. Finker tells us in, quote, natural doctor, unquote, quote, a naturopath heals the cause, not just the symptoms, heals the whole body, not just the parts. A naturopath emphasizes preventative cure. Naturopathic medicine is founded in science and based on the philosophy that the body has the innate ability to heal itself when given the right tools. Also, naturopathic medicine concentrates on whole patient wellness and emphasizes prevention and self-care. This medical system has been shown to be very effective, healing many different health problems naturally. A naturopathic doctor utilizes the science and philosophy of diagnosing, treating, and preventing disease by using modern and ancient techniques, all based upon the naturopathic medical model, unquote. And there's homeopathy in, quote, natural therapeutics, unquote, which states, quote, homeopathy is a powerful system of medicine that is more than 200 years old. This medical system uses highly diluted substances to cure illness. Homeopathic remedies act to enhance the body's innate immune response, unquote. Same old naturopathic nonsense. Episode questions answer. I'd asked, as my overarching episode question for this Naturocrit podcast episode 7, quote, if your values are reversed, like naturopathies, should your self-assessments regarding your value be trusted, unquote. In short, I'd answer no, a confident no. Naturopathy is wrong at its epistemic foundation. That something is what it is not, as in science-based non-science. All, quote, value, unquote, is suspect when what's being evaluated at its core comes with such absurdity and science integrity eroding cost. Naturopathy claims to treat the cause, not merely the symptoms. So, if a veneer of science is naturopathy's outer symptom, and the beneath is science exterior nonsense within that label, then I diagnose the naturopathological's cause. Epistemic conflation posed as epistemic delineation, overall disguise and falsehood. This has been
Naturocrit Podcast.